I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Doctor and their TARDIS can go just about anywhere in time and space, and as it turns out, so can Doctor Who itself. Various bits of Whoniverse iconography, from the TARDIS to the Daleks to bow ties to specific lines of dialogue, have been appearing in non-Who movies and video games for decades. Not to mention the insane number of TV shows that have also sneaked in Doctor Who references over the years. In fact, there are so many examples of the latter that our first list covering this subject just simply wasn't enough. Our pop culture savvy viewers left us so many suggestions in the comments of our original video that we decided to make a second list, using examples left by our very own Who Culture audiences. And so with that in mind then, I'm Ellie with Who Culture, with 10 times Doctor Who appeared in other TV shows, the Commenter Edition. Number 10, Red Dwarf. Classic British sci-fi comedy Red Dwarf doesn't take itself too seriously, and so it is exactly the type of TV show that you would expect to contain a fun Doctor Who Easter egg. In the episode Demons and Angels, the Red Dwarf crew accidentally creates good and evil copies of their ship, which leads to the original ship blowing up. As the crew escapes this explosion by blasting through the cargo bay doors using the Starbug, you might be able to spot a certain blue box tucked away in the background. Of course, we know that time travel does indeed exist in the Red Dwarf universe. The gang discovers a time travel device in the episode Out of Time. And with the TARDIS also kicking around, we can only assume that the Doctor is somewhere out there too, munching jammy dodgers and kicking Sontaran butts. Red Dwarf and Doctor Who also crossed over in the 1998 special Red Dwarf A to Z, where two Daleks claim that the works of Shakespeare were written by a Dalek. Ah yes. Who could forget that famous Shakespeare quote? To exterminate or not to exterminate? That is the question. Number 9. Mr. Bean. Mr. Bean star Rowan Atkinson famously played an Elseworlds version of the Doctor in Stephen Moffat's 1999 charity spoof The Curse of Fatal Death. But that wasn't the first time the comedy legend had crossed paths with Doctor Who. 7 years earlier, the bumbling Bean got his very own Christmas special titled Merry Christmas, Mr. Bean, in which he ventures into town for a spot of Christmas shopping. But of course, he ends up causing a fair bit of havoc along the way. His first mischievous act is to smash some baubles on the floor by playing with them like bouncy balls, which he then follows up by meddling with the store's miniature nativity scene. Not exactly keeping with tradition, Bean introduces various different toys to the scene, including a group of soldiers, a dinosaur, and eventually, a rather chunky Dalek, which Bean uses to blow a small lamb to smithereens. Now, we've seen the Daleks do some pretty heinous stuff in Doctor Who, but almost murdering Jesus in the crib? That's got to be a new evil gold standard. Number 8. Milo Murphy's Law. Now, Disney seems to have quite a few Doctor Who fans in its stable, with movies like Encanto, Cars 2, and Big Hero 6 all containing some sort of Doctor Who nod. On the TV side of things, the people who created Disney Channel's Milo Murphy's Law are also clearly Doctor Who fans, as evidenced by the ongoing mentions of a sci-fi franchise called called Dr. Zone. The character of Dr. Zone, an eccentric time traveller with a very Doctor-esque fashion sense, has appeared in various movies and TV shows within the Milo Murphy's Law universe. Milo and his friends are big Dr. Zone fans, even having a marathon of the Dr. Zone files in the season 1 episode of the same name. Even just by looking at it, it's clear that the Dr. Zone franchise is a riff on Doctor Who. And other more specific details, like the trash can droids resembling Daleks, mentions of Dr. Zone being around for over 50 years, and the fact that one episode of Milo Murphy's Law involves Dr. Zone's missing black and white pilot episode from 1965, only hammer the parody home. Number 7. Leverage. Leverage is an American show that UK audiences probably aren't familiar with. Despite running for 5 seasons from 2008 to 2012 and proving popular enough to warrant a 2021 revival, it never really made a huge splash globally, although its favourable critical reception does make it worth checking out for fans of crime drama shows. It may also be of interest to sci-fi fans too, with Star Trek alums Jerry Ryan and Will Wheaton appearing in recurring roles, alongside one-time Doctor Who star Mark Shepard, who played Canton Everett Delaware III in The Impossible Astronaut and Day of the Moon. Oh, and Russell, since you're probably watching this, we'd like to see more of Canton, please, so if you'd like to bring him back. Leverage is also chock full of Doctor Who references that even casual Whovians will definitely catch, from bow ties are cool to Smith, Tennant, Davison, McCoy, Sarah Jane and Baker being used as aliases, and even a black and white scene containing a remix of the Doctor Who theme tune. Not exactly subtle, but it's great to see nonetheless. Number 6. Rick and Morty. Now, Rick and Morty obviously contains a number of parallels with Doctor Who. From Rick being the eccentric super genius, to Morty being the more relatable companion, to the general idea of exploring the universe through time and interstellar travel. Now, creator Dan Harmon has even mentioned Doctor Who as a primary influence for the show, so it was really only a matter of time before a direct nod to the Whoniverse appeared in one of Rick and Morty's crazy adventures. That time came in the season 3 finale, The Ricturian Morty Date, where Rick basically spends the entire episode trying to get one over on the President of the United States. Not known for his humility, Rick soon proceeds to brag about how awesome he is, directly telling his rival, "You don't know who I am or what I can do. I'm Doctor Who in this mother..." Now, not to split hairs, Mr. Harmon, clearly you wrote it this way to make the reference clear, but it's the Doctor, not Doctor Who. But pedantic nitpicks aside, it's a really cool line acknowledging the fact that the Doctor is one of the most badass, fearsome characters in all of pop culture.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
future. Number 5, The Librarians. Despite having a solid run of over 40 episodes across 4 seasons, fantasy series The Librarians seems to have been largely forgotten about since its cancellation in 2018. Largely being the operative word here, because we did get a lot of comments from people who seemed to be not only genuine fans of the show, but also noted that it contains a pretty cool Doctor Who reference in its season 2 finale. Here, our lead characters explore a room they call the Time Machine Room, which, as you may have guessed, is littered with various time machines. It's quite hard to spot due to the dark lighting of the scene, but one of these machines happens to be the TARDIS, which is visible for a few brief frames when Cassandra lifts a sheet. If you look closely, you can make out several distinctive TARDIS features, from the handles to the windows to that ever-present white plaque on the left door. Shortly after this TARDIS cameo, we then get an appearance from Back to the Future's DeLorean, giving us a quick double whammy of iconic pop culture time machines. Number 4. The Big Bang Theory. With The Big Bang Theory revolving around a group of geeks who frequently reference different pop culture properties, it would almost be a crime if Doctor Who didn't make the cut. Fortunately, Sheldon and the gang deliver, with the show dropping numerous Doctor Who Easter eggs throughout its impressive 12-season run. In fact, there are almost too many examples to mention. There's Stuart's Fourth Doctor cosplay in Season 4's The Justice League Recombination, Penny, Amy, Sheldon, and Leonard watching a Doctor Who episode in Season 5's The Beta Test Initiation, along with Sheldon mentioning a Doctor Who convention called WhoCon, and Vincent van Gogh's exploding TARDIS painting appearing in Season 6's The Bakersfield Expedition. And of course, there are obligatory cameos from the TARDIS and the Daleks. Again, The Big Bang Theory is a treasure trove of pop culture nods, and Doctor Who fans are served some of those delicious Easter eggs on a regular basis. Number 3, My Little Pony. Now, My Little Pony was the most popular pick in the comments of our original video. And as those commenters pointed out, My Little Pony Friendship is Magic, which aired a staggering 200 episodes over the course of the 2010s, features a character who goes by several different names, including Dr. Hooves and Time Turner. Whatever you prefer to call him, this little guy bears several visual similarities to the Doctor, from his brown and spiky Tennant-esque hair, to his penchant for bow ties and multicoloured scarves, to the fact that he literally has an hourglass mark on his back leg, alluding to the Doctor's timey-wimey tendencies. Hilariously, some My Little Pony fans actually refer to him as the last survivor of Gallifrey. Although it is kind of difficult to imagine this innocent little pony murdering his own kind in a brutal war against the Daleks. Number 2, It's a Sin. Just like Stephen Moffat sneaked Doctor Who references into Sherlock, former and future showrunner Russell T Davies has also included nods to the beloved sci-fi series in some of his other works. In his 2021 drama miniseries It's a Sin, RTD didn't just include a small line of dialogue or a little background Easter egg, oh no. Being the super fan that he is, he decided to create a fictional 80s Doctor Who serial called Regression of the Daleks, film it, and then include that in the storyline of It's a Sin. This occurs in It's a Sin's fourth episode, with lead character Richie Tozer, an aspiring actor, appearing in Regression of the Daleks, fighting off an onslaught by the unstoppable plunger-wielding foes. RTD created this scene in honour of the late Dursley McLinden, an actor who appeared in the very real Doctor Who serial Remembrance of the Daleks as Mike Smith, and was also an ardent campaigner for various AIDS charities. In a direct tip of the hat to McLinden, Richie's character is called Trooper Linden. I mean, it's a really touching backstory, but even those who aren't familiar with the heartfelt subtext will find Regression of the Daleks to be an entertaining, convincingly made love letter to the cheesier, more low-budget 1980s days of Doctor Who. And RTD has even hinted that Regression of the Daleks may be novelised, and so Trooper Linden's war against the Daleks may yet be fleshed out even further. Number 1. Extras. Ricky Gervais's critically acclaimed comedy series Extras was not afraid to poke fun at some absolute Hollywood legends, such as Patrick Stewart, Ben Stiller, and Samuel L. Jackson, and so literally nothing was off limits when Gervais was picking his targets. Doctor Who became one of those targets in the show's 2007 Christmas special, when Gervais's character Andy Millman, a down-on-his-luck background actor, reluctantly takes a role in the Whoniverse as an alien called Shlong. Clearly intended to mock Doctor Who's often questionable production values and unconvincing monster costumes, Shlong, who somewhat resembles the Absorbaloff from New Who's second series, is ultimately defeated by the 10th Doctor, who hilariously is actually played by David Tennant. The whole thing is intentionally stupid and laughable, with the Doctor vanquishing his mighty foe by hitting him with table salt. Full credit to Tennant, though, who somehow manages to sell the sci-fi babble he's been given, and Gervais, who overacts his socks off to a rather amusing degree. Ultimately, though, Shlong was simply no match for the Time Lord Victorious.